the question of my sexuality. For me, the idea of being homosexual, the word gay wasn't then in common use, was unthinkable. Drinking helped me to forget and evade. Also, it provided some cover. When you're drunk, people are not surprised at an inability or disinclination to make any serious moves toward a woman. This struggle continued throughout years of unsuccessful dating and pretending. When I eventually decided to act on my desires, the guilt and the shame, as well as the drinking, increased. Now I had to hide not only my thoughts, but also my conduct. I always tried to project the image of the conservative, masculine, deep-voiced loner with the mysterious, possibly tragic, but always heterosexual love affair in the past. I wound up living two separate and distinct lives, that of the gay man with friends and interests to match, and that of the straight man with a totally separate set of friends and interests. I had to walk this tightrope while trying to build a solid professional life as well. After college, I had gone on to law school, where drinking on a daily basis became the norm. I justified myself with the thought that a few drinks helped me to relax and focus on my studies. Somehow, I managed to do well in law school and to land several prestigious legal positions afterward. I soon learned that I could not drink during the day. If I had even one drink at lunch, the rest of the afternoon would be lost. Instead, I postponed my drinking until immediately after work, and would then make up for lost time. Work in a law firm added a third side to my already divided life. Now, I had to try to maintain social relations with clients, members, and associates of the firm